I'd get me a meat box, that's what I want to put him in. And I fill it so much salt in the bottom of the box, and then put my meat in there, and then just cover that meat up real good with salt, and just let it stay there. If I wanted salt meat all the year, you still got good salt meat right there. Just keep plenty, to keep it covered up with salt. Of course, you'd have to, you know, wash salt off of it or something or other. Don't let it get, otherwise, don't let it be too salty for you, and you can wash it off. But, and then too, if a fellow wanted to cure his meat, well, of course, he could hang it up and get him some hickory wood or something. He got a prepared place for it. Hang it up in a place somewhere and keep a smoke on it to get that pretty and
burn.
Oh yeah, yes sir. Now when 4 or 5 we were married, well since I've been married, but before I married, well, man, my daddy, he'd kill hogs and hang it up in an old log smokehouse. We just take log and build a smokehouse if we didn't have one there, everywhere we was living, and have a ground floor. You wouldn't have no plank floor, you know. Had a good board top on, we'd go to swamp somewhere and cut us some timbers and split it out and make boards out of it and cover us a shed right quick. And my daddy'd always hang it up on poles or something over in the smokehouse. Stick that smoke on it, and of course mother, we never did let her go to the field. And all she did in the daytime, tend to the meat and see if it's gonna get dry good and not burn, you know, and nothing.
You had hickory around here?
Oh yeah, we go to the swamp. My daddy made axe handles all the time. Basket, big old cotton basket. He used to make big old cotton basket. Well, I made a few in my life, but out of white oak splits. Yeah, you go to the woods and say you get a pretty good sized pole if it's good and straight. And well, you make it as long as you wanted to, 8, 10, 12 feet long, and you'll split it up to where you could make your splits out of where you wanted them 2 inches wide or 3 inches wide. Or,
put it real thin?
Yeah, well, you'd have a draw knife. I mean, you could work them out with a draw knife. We used to have what we call faux knives. That was a big old dehacker with a little, well, wooden handle on it. What you bust out boards with, what you make stays with, boards. And, of course, a draw knife. Now, you know what a draw knife is. Yeah, well, we take that draw knife and my daddy, he'd have a vise or something to put them splits in, and he'd scrape them splits and fix them like he wanted them. Or sit out there and make him a cotton basket.
And just, weave it?
Yeah. Just, you know, it wasn't no trouble, just weave them on in there.
Well, but you had to know how.
Oh, yeah, if you didn't know how, actually, you just couldn't do it, you know. I mean, little folks say you take a lot of men, if you're educated enough, and it's your job, say you're a contractor, a building contractor or something or other. Well, if you ain't ever drove that plank up in that corner there, you couldn't tell me how to drive it. Mm-hmm. No more than your book learning. Mm-hmm. Now, you can tell me which way it's supposed to go, but actually, and you know where it goes, all you know is that's book learning.
Yeah.
If you ain't ever put one up, if you ain't ever drove one up there, you don't know where it's going to be right or not. In other words, you got to know it, just like a... In other words, if you got an education for your job, but if you out here can drive that car yonder where you want to, I might not can even turn it around, much less drive it. Well, that's the same thing as a man get out here and tell you what to do. If he ain't ever did it, he can't tell you nothing.
Yeah.
Now, I've had people, I mean some business people, good people, my friends, neighbors and all. But why don't you do this and why didn't you do that? Well, I just think, if that's the way to do it, y'all go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're doing just fine. Go ahead and do it like you want to do it. Well, that shows you right there they didn't know what they were talking about. I mean, they just wanted to pop off, wanted to talk. They didn't want to pop off. They thought they know, see?
Mm-hmm.
You get out here and say you got a bunch of cows out here, a milk cow, and you milk them cows at 5 o'clock this evening and milk them at 8 o'clock tomorrow evening, you ain't going to get no milk from no cow. Them cows expecting for you to milk, they got an hour for you to milk them cows. If you start, say, at 4 o'clock in the morning, milk them cows, in the morning at 4 o'clock, them cows expecting to be milked.
Mm-hmm.
And I've milked a million.